Hey, it's Jalen.
And Chase. Here to talk to you about geography. We will also have a guest speaker here later.
Wait, I didn't know this. Anyways, let's get started. There are 8 landform regions in Canada. A lot of these landforms have a lot of rocks, but there's only 3 types of rocks. They are
igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rock. Each rock is able to turn into a different rock. This is the rock cycle. Did you know?
Some rocks also make the plate tectonics.
Really?
Which means, that's right, the Earth, as you know it, used to be one big piece of land called Pangaea. But as the years went on, the piece of land called Pangaea... As the years went on, the pieces of Earth moved apart, causing the continental drift.
And the Precambrian era is all about the Canadian Shield.
Wait, Redfield, what are you doing here?
Well, I heard that you guys were talking about geography, so I asked Chase if I could be in it, and he said sure.
Okay, so where were we? Oh yes, the Canadian Shield. Redfield, take it away.
Okay, so as I was saying, the Precambrian era is all about the Canadian Shield, because the oldest rocks in Canada are those that make up the Canadian Shield.
Wow.
Right, and that's not all. Some of these rocks are 2.5 billion years old. Wow, that's old. I know, but that's not all. Some of these rocks are formed when magma from the Earth's mantle was forced up to the surface and hardened to form igneous rock.
Well, that sure is a lot of stuff about the Precambrian era.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you guys know about the Paleozoic era?
No, what now? What he said?
Okay, so there's 4 types of eras. The Precambrian era, the Paleozoic era, the Mesozoic era, and the Cenozoic era.
Wow, this sounds so boring. Yeah, what he said.
Actually, the eras are actually not that boring, because without them, the eras wouldn't be how it is now, or the Earth.
So you're saying that if these eras didn't exist, the Earth wouldn't be how it was today?
Yeah, that's right, because without the eras, the Earth would be one big piece of land.
Okay, so that means that you could be cold in Australia and South Africa and still be warm in Russia? Exactly. So if the eras didn't exist, neither would all the landform regions.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you didn't know about the eras, Redfoo.
Yeah, I forgot. Then I learned about the eras a long time ago, but talking about them made me think about them again, and now I remember.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, totally.
Okay, so if you were taught about the eras, then what era believes the Earth is formed from masses of gas floating in space? Do you know, Redfoo?
Of course, that would be the, it's the Precambrian era, I think? Yeah.
Okay, so you do know your eras, but do you know about the map of the world or the provinces and territories?
Oh, I do. Me, I do.
Okay, Chase, chill. Can you tell us a bit about Canada's map?
Of course. So things on the map are a title, a legend, a scale, the provinces and territories, capital cities. And yes, there is more stuff that goes on the map, but those are only the main things on a map.
I need to be able to see. Hey, where did Redfoo go?
Oh, he said he had to go somewhere, so he left.
Okay, so why don't you name off the provinces and territories then, Chase? And I will say the capitals.
Sure. The territories are Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut.
Okay. What about the provinces?
Well, I don't know them all, so...
That's fine. Just say what you can, and I will help you with the rest.
Okay. The provinces are Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia. Did I forget anything?
Well, you have most of them. You're just missing 4 provinces.
Well, do you know the last 4?
Yeah, they're Newfoundland and Labrador, PEI, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia.
Oh yeah, I always forget those 4. So, about the capitals.
Oh, I got this. The capitals for the provinces are Quebec City, Toronto, Winnipeg, Regina, Edmonton, and Victoria. Oh, and St. John's, Charlottetown, Fredericton, and Halifax.
Okay, now the territories.
Oh, that's easy. Yellowknife, Iqaluit, and Whitehorse. Is that all?
Yeah, I think so. Sweet.
Wait, what about the landforms?
The what now?
The landforms. Okay, so picture this. If you are in British Columbia or the Yukon, then you would be in the Western Cordillera, which is full of mountains and plains.
Oh yeah, I always forget about those.
Well, I guess you should start remembering because they are really important.
Okay, I will work on it. So, is the next landform, because I know there's 8 of them.
Yes, they are the Western Cordillera, which I talked about to you earlier, the Interior Plains, the Inuition Mountains, Hudson Bay Lowlands, then we have the Canadian Shield, the Appalachian Mountains, and I don't remember the other two. Do you know, Chase?
Let's think. So you got 6 of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last 2 are the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Lowlands and the Arctic Lowlands, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, would you look at the time? Hey, Chase, want to go learn more stuff from Mr. Lee's rock song?
Sure.
Sweet.